ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm a-going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello once again, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad, the other pod person.
Brad, we just got back from a wonderful trip that we talked about last week, the Sturgeon Excursion. I'm going to let you tell us, everybody, all about it, but first we have to mention that we are brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, and our good friend Stu Mackay. We are also being brought to you by Trophy Cat Adventures and our close friend Kent Hollins, the river guide here on the Red River of the North in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Well, you were there. What'd you think?
It exceeded expectations. One of the first open water trips of the season, you know, highly anticipated, obviously. Certainly a fishery with great potential. We're sturgeon fishing, as you mentioned. And it's kind of a big game fish. You don't necessarily expect to catch large numbers of them, but we managed to catch pretty good numbers and very large fish. Your first taste of sturgeon fishing, at least successful sturgeon fishing, what do you think?
Well, my experience with sturgeon fishing started last summer. We missed the season by about 2 weeks, so obviously we went into it not really knowing what was going to happen, and the worst scenario actually came out of it. It was just we missed the bite. But this one, I was excited. I've heard some fabulous stories, and like you said earlier, totally exceeded the expectations. I caught my very first sturgeon, 46-inch fish. You know what? I could have gone home after that one, but the day just got better and better.
Well, as I recall, there was a 55-inch sturgeon in the mix, and not very long later, only to be followed up by one that was even larger at a whopping 63 inches. That's 6'3", probably looking at somewhere around 60 pounds. Not a bad first day.
I'm just at loss for words with what that first day ended up being. And the fact that I was able to land those two fish, and we still had 2 days on the trip left, just kind of, I mean, what else could you do on a trip like that? But what an impressive fish. And if anybody wants to see that fish, it is on the blog for the radio show.
And you know, the interesting thing is while you were setting the lake on fire there that day, I was watching. It was just one of those days where, for whatever reason, I wasn't catching fish. But you know what, I don't think I've ever had a more enjoyable day not catching fish. It's always nice to see somebody, you know, catch a different kind of fish for the first time, and to have a really good taste of what it can be like. And that was the way that day went. Another good friend of ours, Greg Colaggio from the Iron Range in northeastern Minnesota, he drove over for the day and met us. So the day had a little bit of an atmosphere of a reunion. And, of course, Stu Mackay from Cats on the Red brought a couple of buddies from Winnipeg. And maybe you just want to talk a little bit about how their day went.
Well, Stu came down because, well, you know, it's kind of the off season up in Manitoba for the catfish, and you know, apparently he wanted to try some different water and experience some sturgeon, and for some reason I think you were bragging up the fishery as a big fish factory, so he came down to join us and see what it was all about, and I think he went home happy, at least talking to him on the ramp and reading the email he sent out afterwards. He was pretty happy. I believe he eclipsed his personal best twice.
And I talked to him again on Tuesday, and of course this was 3 days after the fact, and you know, still seemed to be on cloud nine. They had a great trip up there. Stu, like you say, he beat his old personal record. I believe the previous was 53 inches. He'd caught that on the Winnipeg River in Manitoba here summer 2002. And he caught a 58-incher that day up on the Rainy River, and also set the hook on a fish that turned out to be a 64-incher, but you know, in the true mark of a sportsman, passed the rod over to a friend of his who'd never had the opportunity to catch a fish like that. 64 inches, that's a pretty nice fish to give up.
That's a really fine fish. We do have the picture, and I'll see what I can do about getting that up on the blog for everybody as well. But what an amazing first day. And I have to say, the second day, the shoe was on the other foot. Why don't you start into that one?
Who knows what happened there? I was doing absolutely nothing different, but the next day, I could do no wrong. I caught 10 fish, or maybe it was 11. But everything was going right. I was in a groove. I was in the zone. And, again, a very, very enjoyable day. And, you know, you held up your own. You didn't get skunked. You were still putting some fish in the boat. And Saturday was a real crowded day out there, at least the first part of the day. Probably 50 boats out there, but it really had kind of a festive atmosphere to being out there. You know, it wasn't unpleasant being among that many boats. Everybody was having a good time. You know, seemed to be real courteous. You just basically dropped anchor and found your place in the pack. And, you know, we even watched a boat have to pull anchor and chase after a fish. And, you know, some of the other boats in the way, they made room so that the folks could eventually land that fish, which I believe was in the upper 50-inch range sturgeon. But, just a lot of fun. And Sunday was, you know, a lot less folks out there. And it's just, you know, that part of it was nice. I'd be lying if I was to say it wasn't. And, of course, the catching part of it, that helped too.
Well, I tend to like to fish kind of by myself anyway. So, obviously, Sunday helped in that pursuit, but there was still some people out there, and we had a boat full of friends nearby, so we got to throw some grief back and forth, and I did catch one in the middle 50s that day, so it wasn't a lost cause. It was fun. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't have fun that day, but the real adventure started on Monday morning.
Well, Monday morning, last day of the trip, you know, basically it's one of those fish 3-4 hours, get everything loaded up, hit the road, and get home in a halfway decent hour. And we got out to the spot where we were going to fish. It's not a very long ride from the boat ramp. That's another part of the beauty there. And got our lines in the water. Started off kind of slow. Caught a few eel pout, but there was an east wind, and the weather just seemed to be changing. And the bite was just a little bit off. There'd been a thunderstorm had gone through to the north earlier that morning. The sky just had kind of a different look to it. But we hung it out, and I suppose it was maybe about an hour into it. All of a sudden, there I felt that bite. Could feel the rod pulling away, and gave it a little bit more line, set the hook, and the battle was on.
We thought we had the new Minnesota state record, and boy, were we excited. There was hooting and hollering the way that fish was fighting right out of the chute. And then in the process of me shooting a little video and you fighting the fish and chit-chatting about this great big fish you're fighting, we had some real adventure begin. First, it ran up, almost hit the anchor rope, which would have been a real mess, and then it decided that it wanted to go to Canada.
Well, it was well on its way. I think it was halfway to Kenora. I have a Abu Garcia 6500 bait cast reel, holds, you know, a good 100 yards of line, 30-pound test. Now, there's a lot of line on this reel. And we had the fish to the boat. It was directly below the boat. You know, couldn't see it, but we could tell it was close. But then it got to that point where it decided it wanted to, you know, it wasn't liking our company. It needed to take off. And boy, did it. The line just started peeling off that reel. There was nothing I could do to stop it. All I could do was hang on, watching the line. 100 yards, 90 yards, 80 yards, 50 yards, 50 feet. 10 feet, 12 inches.
Let's just say I'm lucky the anchor broke at that point and away we went.
It was there was some pretty intense moments there. A lot of things had to happen and happen right at the same time. You getting the anchor pulled. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get the boat started, holding onto the fishing rod, getting the motor in gear, standing up, letting you take your place so you could steer the motor while I'm dancing around the boat trying to keep everything out of the prop. Just a lot of things happening. And meanwhile, you know, there was only mere inches of line left on my reel. There was not any room for error at all. But we eventually gained a little bit of ground back on that fish and, you know, probably fought it. I don't know. Time tends to kind of take on a different dimension when you're in a situation like that. But I suppose the whole thing probably took 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, we got the fish to the surface and and there it was, you know, a big fish, no
doubt.
Let's just
say it's not a state record.
Not a state record, but impressive in its own right. Somehow it had hooked itself in the I guess it would be the anal fin right in front of the tail on the belly. And, you know, I'd taken a swipe at the crawler down there somehow and hooked itself in a way that gave it all the advantage when it wanted to run. And, you know, why that hook didn't pull out, I'll never know. But we managed to land the fish.
With no net, mind you.
No net that would work at any rate. And I guess it's a good thing you'd gotten a quick lesson in how to land a sturgeon the night before, because the first try wasn't exactly pretty, as I recall, but the second time went a lot better, and somehow I managed to avoid breaking my line and my fishing rod, and we got that fish in the boat, and it was really an amazing thing.
Who would have ever guessed that you can land a 60-pound fish without a net?
But I tell you what, you got to do it very carefully. And but, you know, the fish was in great shape. And, you know, that's another real key with these big fish. You got to be careful with them. You know, sure, they're big. Sure, they're strong. But you got to support them. You know, don't hoist them up by the gills or try to do anything stupid that way, because they're old fish. They're just too valuable. It's too neat of a fishery to be abusing it. And, you know, I'm a kind of a catch-and-release guy when it comes to these fish, too. And I don't think I'd ever have the heart to keep one.
That's right. Man, we've been kind of telling our own stories here tonight, but bottom line is we went up for a fishing trip and we came back with an adventure.
A great adventure, and in fact our day was not over yet at that point. Another half hour or so later, I finished up, kind of put an exclamation point on just a great weekend by tying into a fish that measured 55 inches. And I think all told, the two of us, we caught 22 fish on the weekend. Our friend from the ranch who joined us, I think, added four more, a walleye. Lots of eel pout, probably too many of those. But, you know, it was just one of those trips where everything went right. And, you know, what a way to start the summer.
Yeah, and it all leads back to what we've been preaching here all winter long and coming into spring and summer with the whole why fish thing, is just get out, try something new, hang out with your buddies, and have fun. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, we're going to be talking about a tailhook sturgeon for forever.
Well, I've been looking at those pictures all week long, and I mean, you know, out of all the fish we caught, it was the only one that didn't actually bite, and probably was trying to bite at the time it ended up hooking itself. But, you know, the pictures are just going to be so much fun to look back on. And, it's a pretty easy way of fishing. I mean, sure, these are very big fish. You need some specialized tackle, but, you know, it's basically as simple as finding a hole, dropping an anchor, and lobbing out a glob of night crawlers and letting it sit on the bottom. You know, basically goes back to, you know, just your purest type of fishing, you know, kind of the early days of it.
Yeah, we had nothing more than hooks, some lead weights, and a fishing rod and some monofilament line. Nothing fabulous. And worms on the end.
The weather was nice. The sun was shining pretty much every day. Like I say, it looked like it was going to take a little bit of a turn for the worse that last day. But it did clear off, and we got off the water that afternoon, and it was probably 80 degrees. And, you know, after a long, cold Northland winter, 80 degrees really felt warm. A little too warm, probably.
I recall I couldn't get out of the long underwear fast enough just because it was so hot. But I think that's going to do it for this week. What do you think?
I think so. It's just, you know, another great trip for the record books and the memory banks, and now it's onward and upward.
Yep. Hey, folks, don't forget to sign up for the full day's guided trip from Trophy Cat Adventures and Ken Holland. Just send us an email. contest@whyfishradio.com. Get your name in there. We're going to draw for that here in a couple of weeks. And if you're planning your summer vacation still, don't forget to call our buddy Stu up at Cats on the Red. That's catsonthered.net. They'll take care of you. They'll get you on some big channel cats, and there'll be some memory makers.
No question about it. That's an awesome fishery, and Stu's a great guy. So much enthusiasm, so much knowledge. And, I mean, he applied that in a new fishery on Saturday, and he actually taught us a few things in the process. And always fun to spend some time with Stu. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.